Good morning. My name is Kim Steele, and I'm the chairman of the Religious Education Committee. 2 years ago, when Chris asked me to join the RE committee, I was very clear about something I wanted to bring, one of my central values, that of service and volunteerism to the children of our church. My children had been asked to participate in service projects at church and at school, where they collected food and personal items for a soup kitchen or the VA hospital. The first time they came home with a paper describing this, I thought, wow, that's so great. The school wants to involve my children in charitable giving. Well, after a while, I realized that I was the one who went to the store and bought the items, and it was me who reminded the child to tote the items to school or church or wherever. And on the other end of the trip, there was another adult who would collect the items, put them into boxes, and cart them to the collection place. My children played a very small role in all of this. Between church, school, and scouts, they could have as many as 3 such service projects a year, and they barely remembered any of them. So when Chris asked me to join the RE committee, I made it my personal mission to plan meaningful, memorable service projects for the children. Now here's the thing about kids. They don't have much money. They don't have reliable, flexible transportation. And they have really short attention spans. The lack of money means that you have to give them something to do. It has to be something that takes longer than 5 minutes, or they won't remember doing it. But you don't want it to be too much longer than that. And it has to happen someplace where the kids are going to be anyway, namely here at church, during Sunday school, on a Sunday. Last year for the December service project, we had the kids make Christmas cards for New Hampshire's female prisoners. In the spring, the kids raised money, well, there's the money thing, for Crotchet Mountain's wheelchair-accessible treehouse. Details about these projects and one good joke were cut for time, but any member of the RE committee would be glad to tell you about it and what we all got out of it. This year, the story has been the quilts. I feel like I've been on and on and on about these quilts. Some of you have heard the story of how the quilt project came about, and I hope you'll indulge me one more retelling. I feel as though I was guided to the quilt project by some higher power or whatever. It started last year in the second grade classroom. Steve Pugh and I were teaching the Rainbow Children curriculum to the second graders. We'd finished the curriculum, but we had one more class meeting to go. What do you do? I just finished a quilted patchwork jacket that I'd purchased the lesson from Kathy Grossman at the service auction. And patchwork is really kind of cool. It's a lot of little different pieces, each with its own shape and color and texture, all coming together into something that's a lot more dynamic and interesting and warm than any one of them would be by itself. Beauty and diversity. I thought this might be a lesson worth teaching. So using fabric from my scrap box and fabric markers and Barbara Pugh's quilting experience and sewing expertise, we had the kids design a patchwork quilt top. They each got to draw a picture in a plain square and incorporate those into a pattern or a random arrangement of printed squares. I let the kids drive my sewing machine while I steered. Barbara wasn't quite so brave with her beautiful antique machine. And we got an astounding amount of work done in just 1 hour. We nearly finished the thing in just 1 hour. And with a little time at home, Barbara and I finished the top. And it looked so cool. It was so beautiful. I couldn't just leave it. I couldn't just fold it up and stick it in a box somewhere. So I bought some fleece, and I asked Kathy Grossman to put it together for me. And the resulting blanket, which was small, it was so soft and cozy and cute. And guess what? All the kids wanted it. They all wanted that blanket. And we couldn't figure out how to share it fairly, though. Do you send it home with somebody different each week, or do you auction it off, or Or what do you do? You should have seen the look on the kids' faces when I suggested auctioning it. Anyway, about that time, we heard that Declan Finn was seriously ill. And quite suddenly, we all realized that the best way to share that blanket was by giving it away. We packed it off to Declan, and we later heard that he was actually taking it to the hospital with him as a comfort object. Not even a month after that, my family went to a camping show up in Manchester. We wandered from booth to booth picking up brochures about various campgrounds in New England. And many of them had these little signs up at their booths that said, "We support Camp Sunshine." So finally I asked one lady, "So what is this Camp Sunshine that you're all supporting?" And she said, "Oh, they have a booth right around the corner. I made a quilt for them. They have homemade quilts on all the beds and quilted wall hangings on the walls in each room. And sometimes the kids get so attached to their quilts that they can't just, you know, leave them there. And so Camp Sunshine lets them take them." Well, I still wasn't quite sure what Camp Sunshine was. So I nipped around the corner to visit their booth. They're located up at Sebago Lake in Maine. They provide a one-week camping experience for children with life-threatening illnesses and their families. The whole family goes for free. And yes, there are quilts on all the beds that are donated by quilt booths from all over the country. In fact, my mother-in-law's quilt booth made a quilt for them, I found out later. I came to the RE meeting the very next day and told them, "I know what we can do for a service project next year. And we're almost done with three awesome quilts. We'll be finishing those on March 13th after service, by the way. We're shortly going to be planning our spring craft party, and the RE committee has expressed interest in making it a service and craft party so we can support the dental connection. We think we might let the children who want to actually run the sewing machines do so. Details will follow. Help will be needed." And I just want to finish with the thought that the quilt project was significantly more expensive than the Christmas card project that we did last year. But the RE committee felt that our budget could not have been better spent. Thank you.